This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. This is
struggling with lower back pain, recovering from an injury. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play.
Wow.
Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman, outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulder. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Bryant Billing, who's pinch hitting the night for Chuck McBee. He will be back with us next week. Easy for me to say. Thanks, Bryant, for being alongside.
Absolutely. Another good one in store tonight.
Oh, yeah. Bodkins and Jackson Center. Bodkins boys, Jackson Center boys. Trojans against the Tigers. JV game, a thriller. It just ended as the Jackson Center pep band strikes up 41-34. Jackson Center by 7 over Bodkins in the junior varsity tilt. Well, the Jackson Center Tigers, winners of 6 of their last 7, trending in the right direction for tonight's big game against Bodkins. Bodkins has a 2-game lead over Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, and Rushi in the loss column in the Shelby County Athletic League. Tonight, Fort Loramie is playing at Rushi. And here this evening, Jackson Center is hosting Bodkins. And Jackson Center hopes to turn the tables on the Trojans and tighten up this Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkins 9-1 on the year. Only set back the game we covered New Year's Eve afternoon. A 1-point defeat at the hands of Marion Local, 47-46. Bodkins 5-0 in league play. Jackson Center 6-3 overall, 4-2 in the league. The Tigers averaging about 60 points a game since December 11th, playing extremely well. Tigers now boast a couple double-digit scorers, Carson Regula, Jace Mullenauer, two very versatile offensive and defensive performers, each one at about a dozen per game. The two are really good on the boards. They scrap hard. They're strong. They've got good hops. And they're averaging between 10 and 11 rebounds a game combined. Nolan Fark chips in with 9 more points a game, nearly 3 boards for him. As a team, the Tigers are limiting opponents to an amazingly low 14 rebounds for every 4 quarters of action. Of course, the Trojans are much taller than Jackson Center, with Jacob Plyman at 6'6", Carter Plyman 6'5", Dylan Topp at 6'4". Bodkins hits the glass for 24 rebounds per contest, and the Trojans' front line has blocked more than 40 shots on the year, altered many more. Jacob Plyman, 17 a game, Carter Plyman at 10, guard Jamison Meyer at 8. Height advantage, obviously, as we've already alluded to Bodkins. Jackson Center has played extremely well the last 2-3 weeks. Kind of like last night's scenario at Rushi, Bryant. Fort Loramie, fine outside shooting club against Rushi's size on the inside. Rushi packed it in, forcing Fort Loramie to shoot the ball from the perimeter. And the Redskins girls made Rushi pay.
Yes.
And here tonight, you can bet that Bodkins may have a tough time guarding Jackson Center on the arc, which could be a little quicker. Bodkins wants to pound the ball down inside and score using the height advantage. It's going to be cat and mouse, give and take. Jackson Center obviously has got to shoot the ball very well from the perimeter to win this game tonight.
One good thing the Trojans have with all that height, though, is the ability to be able to get up there and really knock up some shots that are fired off from the arc.
Yep.
At times, Coach Groves has run lineups out there where everybody is taller than 6'3". And this group, this is not a bunch of slow, tall guys. These are all quick, all athletic guys. Jacob Plyman is getting Division II college looks. Carter Plyman is excellent. All the bigs inside are excellent and athletic.
Jackson Center wants to push it up and down the floor, unlike some other head coach Scott Elkert teams in recent years. This one will go high octane if it can and try to score points in bunches. In fact, a game right here a few weeks ago, Jackson Center defeated Anna, finishing the game on a 26-6 run.
Yes.
And opened the game scoring 26 of the first 40. So the Tigers are very capable to give Botkins all it can handle here tonight. Unlike last night when it was number one in the state, Fort Loramie versus number four, Rushi. This is number one, not against number four, but I tell you what, Botkins is playing Jackson Center like they are highly ranked. You can bet the Trojans are not taking the Tigers one bit lightly here tonight.
Well, as far as those rankings go, had Jackson Center not lost those first two games early in the season like they did,
yep,
they would probably be ranked themselves tonight. They are not that team that lost 34-24 to Botkins in the season opener and then followed it up with a three-point loss to Fort Loramie. Like you said, they've been on a real hot streak with that only setback, a 3.1 to a very good New Bremen team here 2 weeks ago.
Botkins has beaten Jackson Center four straight times earlier this year, as Bryant alluded, 34-24 in favor of the Trojans at the Botkins gym in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. That was a defensive battle. Carter Blyman was dynamite that night. He pumped in 18 points. Lucas Hartle scored 9 for the cold shooting Jackson Center Tigers. He scored 6 points in the first half, only 1 in the second quarter in that game. Obviously, the Tigers offense is in high gear right now, several weeks into the season. Last season, the Trojans won both games, a 29-26 defensive battle at Botkins. In that game, Jacob Blyman had 9, Camden Reese had 9 to lead the two clubs. It was nip and tuck throughout. Jackson Center had a brief lead in the second quarter. Botkins won by 3. Season opener last year, Botkins won by 13, but that game was virtually a dead heat late in the third quarter. Carson Regula had 17 last year for Jackson Center against Botkins in that contest. Camden Reese had 11. Jacob Blyman, 14. Jamison Meyer had 12 for Botkins. Zane Ball, Jaden Pretty combined for 36 in that game. Of course, they moved on and graduated. Botkins Trojans ranked number one this week, despite losing to Marion Local last Friday. Botkins 9-1 on the year. Jackson Center Tigers 6-3. Botkins the defending state champs in boys division 4, and the Tigers would love to stick a feather in their cap and knock off Botkins here tonight and tighten up considerably that Shelby County League boys race.
Absolutely, that would give Botkins their first loss, and Jackson Center all of a sudden and Fort Loramie with 2 losses each would be right back in it.
Yep, no doubt about it. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. They include these anchors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, your number one agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's Nothing Fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Mary's. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Gaufney. We've got you covered. Gaufney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GaufneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tim City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. New sponsors with us in the last several months: the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at VictrusHealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangerman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 492-3150, or I should say 492-5130. That's Saul McGill and Tangerman, 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. And the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road. That's South Needmore Road off I-75 in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. That's 567-0878. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Jackson Center. Bryant filling in for Chuck McBee. He's back next week with us. It's boys high school basketball, a big one in the Shelby County League. Jackson Center hosting Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellPhoneShopDayton.com.
We welcome you right back to Jackson Center, the habitat of a cat, as the Jackson Center pep band strikes up across the way. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight. The key building components are as follows. For the Jackson Center Tigers, shoot the basketball well from the outside, limit the turnovers, make every possession count, and if you fall behind, don't get too far behind Botkins. Stay within reach. For the Botkins Trojans, utilize the size on the interior. The two Playmans, 6'6", 6'5", plus Dylan Topp at 6'4". Everybody for Botkins on the front wall, at least 3 to 4 inches taller than Jackson Center. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte in Rucci, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We're going to take a one-minute radio station break. A one-minute radio station break is upcoming on this Q. 1 minute radio station break. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, if you think this game tonight might be too close to call, look at the numbers. You're probably right. Bogdan's averaging 51.4 points a game. Jackson Center, 51.6. Each team mighty strong defensively, allowing the opposition only 8 or 9 points per quarter. Jackson Center about 31% behind the arc. Bodkin's 37. Jackson Center shoots free throws 73%. Bodkin's 62. Love the pep band here at Jackson Center, Brian. You have to get in the mood for high school basketball when you hear the pep band in the habitat of the cat.
Absolutely, and there is few gyms around that can match the atmosphere of this place when it's packed. And it is packed tonight and rocking. Yep. Near sellout crowd here tonight.
We are parked right at the 50-yard line, midcourt behind the scorer's table, row number 2. Bodkin's fans to our left in black and gold. Jackson Center fans to our right in orange and black. A mix of students from Jackson Center and adult fans from Jackson Center across the way. Gymnasium probably about 2/3 or 3/4 full. Starting lineups, opening tip upcoming in just a couple of minutes. Jackson Center hosting Bodkin's. It's a crucial Shelby County Athletic League contest tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman.com.
starting lineups being introduced here tonight at the Jackson Center Gym for the visiting Botkins Trojans. Carter Plyman at a wing spot, 6'5", junior. Jamison Meyer at a guard, 5'9", senior. Jaden Wendell, a 5'8", senior, out front. Dylan Topp at a forward, 6'4", senior. Jacob Plyman in the middle, a 6'6" senior. Recently, Jacob Plyman tallied his 1,000th point here at Botkins. Trojans had their 22-game win streak over 2 years ended last Friday, started a new streak this week on Tuesday, defeating Riverside by a score of 60-29. Meanwhile, Jackson Center was victorious last Thursday here against Anna in a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. Tigers beat the Rockets 61-46. Tigers also own a victory over Rushi back on December 17, 48-47. Rushi, a team with two losses in the league, a club that Botkins has not yet played. For Jackson Center, the opening five, Lucas Hartle, 5'10", sophomore, at guard. Nolan Fark, 6'2", junior, at a wing spot, along with Carson Regula, a 6'1", senior. And a forward, Jace Mullenauer, 5'10", a junior. Camden Reese in the middle, 6'3", and a junior. Interchangeable parts for the Tigers, who play all over the court. Leading scorers, Carson Regula, Jace Mullenauer, 12 points apiece. Jacob Plyman at 17, Carter Plyman at 10 for Botkins, which wins the opening tap. Trojans in the road black, white Botkins across the front. Here's a fadeaway 17-footer to start the game, but Carter Plyman right on target, but it swirls around the rim and comes out. And Jackson Center's got the rebound. Tigers in the home white, black numbers trimmed in orange. Orange and black piping on the shorts. Botkins wears the white sneakers. Jackson Center, the black. Deep in the right corner, it is Regula. Feeds it on top to Nolan Fark. Spin move, foul line, doesn't shoot. He walked. Good call by the official. Let's check out these two teams defensively, Brian. See if we view anything unusual. Scott Elkert is usually a man-to-man guy. And let's see if that's how he picks up Botkins. The second trip down the floor. Looks like Camden Reese is going to tackle Jacob Plyman one-on-one.
A tall task, literally, for him.
Yes. Jamison Meyer, top of the circle. Bounce pass left corner. Kicked out of bounds by the Tigers. Last year in the contest played here to open the season, Botkins led pretty much the whole way, but boy, it was tight after each quarter stop. 19-16 Botkins, 31-29 Botkins, 50-46 Botkins before the Trojans pulled away in the fourth. We'll have quarters that tight tonight. Maybe not quite that much scoring. Jamison Meyer works the ball around the top of the circle. Already a minute 15 gone, and no one scored. Here's a step-back three by Jamison Meyer, a 30-footer, and he drills it. And Botkins leads 3-0.
We saw a lot of those deep threes during that tournament run late last year.
Sure.
Regionals and state.
Yep, two mighty big ones by Jamison late in the game against Richmond Heights in the state semifinal. Here's Jace Mullenauer, 25 feet away on the right, top of the circle to Camden Reese. He darts down the lane, flips it to a teammate in the left corner. Here's a long three chucked up there by Regula. Shy of the mark, no good. Rebound down to Botkins. Jamison Meyer to Carter Plyman. Little pick and roll with Jacob. Very soft pass, a bad one. It's loose. Camden Reese has got it. Down the floor to Regula, and Regula is clobbered from behind. Inadvertent smack by a Botkins player. Takes away a basket because Regula had a clear path right to the rim.
Botkins was a little out of sorts getting back after that failed pick and roll there.
So after the Botkins turnover, Jackson Center throws it inbounds, down 3-0, 5:56 to go here in the first quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it is Nolan Fark. Ball rotated, left corner, deep three, Jason Mullenauer. Look out, swish! 26-footer by Mullenauer, almost in the Botkins bench. Tied up at 3. These two teams can light it up behind the arc. Botkins has been very good all year. Jamison Meyer tries another one. Got it! Got it! 30-footer Meyer matching Mullenauer. Jamison's got two triples already. Woo! It's raining trifectas here at Jackson Center. 6-3 in favor of Botkins. Deep right corner, Lucas Hartle with the ball. Spin move, goes to Camden Reese behind the arc. Camden on the bounce. Straightaway Regula tries to squeeze into the lane. Fades, shoots. High arcing 16-footer, poor shot. No good. Rebound down to Botkins. Botkins' size will keep you out of the paint. It'll be tough for Jackson Center to get down inside the teeth of that Botkins defense because of the Trojans' length. Jackson Center will have to shoot it extremely well. The Tigers can do it. They have shot about 58 or 59% the last 4 weeks. Here's a steal by Regula. Look at him go. Regula, good. Driving layup and a foul. Carson Regula, a man on a mission on that takeaway. He bolted down the floor and scored and made it 6-5 foul, and he's got a free one coming. Was that Jacob Plyman?
It was. That came up and fouled him from behind there.
Yep, Plyman got a piece of Regula from the rear. A chance to knock the score at 6. 4:32 left in the opening stanza. Free throw for number 5, Regula. It's on the way. It's in. 73% foul shooting team. Jackson Center. We're tied up at 6 apiece. Jamison Meyer's got two triples for Botkins points. Not sure if Jacob Plyman's really touched the ball yet. Ball thrown deep right corner. Dylan Topp. Jordan Herzog in off the bench now for Botkins. Herzog checking in there. 6'3 sophomore. Ball thrown in the lane to Jacob Plyman. Got a good look from 7 feet. It is dancing off the back iron. No good. Rebound foul over the back on Botkins. Uh-oh. Number 2 already on Jacob Plyman.
And they are quickly subbing him out, Jack, as you would assume they would. Jaden Wendell comes on in for the Trojans.
That's the one thing about most good basketball teams. There is a key player who's averaging 15 to 20 points a game who could not afford to get into foul trouble. Here's a baseline jump shot by Mullenauer. It is short, no good. Rebound down to Botkins. Game tied at 6. We played 4 minutes. Jamison Meyer, far left side to Wendell. Wendell can shoot the 3-ball really well. Meyer has already flipped in a couple of trays. Meyer's got the ball 30 feet out. Picked up by Hartle. Here's Wendell. Carter Plyman, foul line. Nolan Fark defending him. Carter Plyman starts to drive. It's a charge. It's a charge. Offensive foul. Call's not going Botkins' way so far. They appear to be good decisions by the officials. Jackson Center just planting bodies well, getting in front, and Botkins is lowering the shoulder.
That's their fourth foul already here. We're just past the midpoint of this first quarter.
Carter Plyman with 1, Jacob Plyman with 2. He's on the bench. Game tied at 6. 3:25 to go first quarter. Here's Lucas Hartle. Driving down the lane, throws left corner. Long triple pumped up there by Bryson Roberts. It is no good. Step back, Mullenauer. Jace Mullenauer got the rebound. Might have been tagged on the shoulder as he laid it in. I mentioned in the pregame, boy, Mullenauer and Regula, not big, both around 6 feet tall. Regula an inch taller. Mullenauer an inch shorter than 6 feet. But boy, they've got savvy on the backboards. Got a quick burst in the air. They know how to get position. 8-6 in favor of Jackson Center. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Wendell to Carter Plyman straight away. Carter gets the screen. Goes baseline around one player, another. Into the left corner to Herzog. Herzog rifles a triple. It is around and out. Oh, a tough break for Jordan Herzog. It circled the cylinder and spun away. Jackson Center with the ball, Hartle. Hartle's foul line, Jay, is in! Bullseye! Hartle on the money. 10-6, Jackson Center. 2:16 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Wendell. Here's Herzog. Herzog 25 feet out on the left. Gets a screen from Dylan Top. Feeds right corner to Wendell. Wendell looks for Carter Plyman. Overthrows him because there was a push-off committed by Nolan Fark, who was in the middle of Carter Plyman's back. Good call by the referee. Team foul number one on Jackson Center. Oh, I tell you what, Brian. Tigers head coach Scott Elkert couldn't have hoped for a better beginning.
Absolutely, and the two shots Bakken has made have just been Jamison Meyer stepping back and launching them. He's a good shooter and is able to hit them, but other than that, not much offense.
Here's Jamison Meyer again, took the feed from Herzog and buried it. My goodness gracious, Jamison Meyer has got three from long range.
We queued him up there perfectly for that, Jack, and that is, it's near impossible to defend when you can step out like that.
Uh-oh, Jace Mullenauer counters, foul line extended left, and he bangs in a 16-footer. Oh, it's tit for tat right now. Boy, you string Jamison Meyer's three triples together, they probably span 100 feet.
Yes, you're not exaggerating there, yeah. Jack.
12-9, three-point lead, Jackson Center. 1:14 to go first quarter. Jacob Plyman on the bench already. Two fouls for Botkins. Here's Wendell behind the arc. Jumping, shooting. It lipped the rim. No good. Rebound down to Carson Regula. Out ahead to Camden Reese. Here's a steal by Carter Plyman. Uh-oh. Carter Plyman called for a hack, and he's got two. Trouble for the Trojans. Carter Plyman and Jacob Plyman get two fouls each in the first 7 minutes of this game. Made to order so far for Jackson Center.
Absolutely. Scott Elkert couldn't have drawn that up any better to have both the Plyman brothers on the bench with two fouls before the first quarter is even done.
Ball inbound in left corner to Regula. Fakes right, goes left. Good D by Dylan Top. It's a walk. Yep, let's see now. Botkins has out on the floor Elijah Stewart, 6'5 senior. Jordan Herzog, 6'3 sophomore. Dylan Top, 6'4 senior. And Wendell and Meyer at guard. Both Plymans are sitting with serious foul trouble in the opening quarter. Two personals each. 12-9, Jackson Center. Deep in the left corner, Dylan Top. Outside to Herzog. Gets a screen from Stewart. Little pick and roll. No action. Herzog spots up, almost shoots. Back to Meyer. Deep left flank, Wendell. Good defense for the Tigers. Wendell dribbles between the legs. Rotates into the right corner. Goes to Dylan Top. And Dylan Top has the ball swatted free from behind. Botkins benches furious. Thought there was a foul. Might have been. Mullenauer baseline right. Look at him go to work. Wow. What a play by Mullenauer. Tremendous drive. 14-9. 4 seconds to go. 4 seconds to go. It's good. Jamison Meyer from 40. Holy cow. What a phenomenal first quarter. Jamison Meyer with four threes from darn near 30. Once, twice, three times, and then from 40 feet to beat the buzzer. Unbelievable first quarter here at the Habitat of the Cat. Two-point lead, Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Well, to give you a little summary, both teams shooting at a really good clip. Five team fouls on Botkins. Jackson Center up a bucket, 14-12. But of those five team fouls, Bryant, four on the two Plymans.
And Botkins has had a lot of trouble in this game so far, Jack, at getting anything inside. But Jamison Meyer single-handedly keeping him in it with shots that he would have to see to believe.
Jamison Meyer to the rescue so far for Botkins. 14-12. Jackson Center on top. We start action here in quarter number two. Camden Reese has got the ball 30 feet away. He's picked up by Elijah Stewart of Botkins. Tell you what, Jordan Herzog and Elijah Stewart are going to grow up mighty quickly as players on the floor for Botkins here in this game. Here's a fadeaway three-pointer from the left wing by Mullenauer. My goodness, it rattled around, seemingly forever.
Yes.
And then, kerplunk, it fell through. Jackson Center hotter than a firecracker. 17-12, Tigers up five, a minute gone here in the second period. Jace Mullenauer and Carson Regula, young men on missions so far tonight. Here's Jamison Meyer, wanted to shoot the three ball. Good defense out high, but Kellen Reichert is in, the 5'11 junior. He's got the job of slowing down Jamison Meyer. Here's a drive into the lane, but Wendell. Wendell forces up a 10-footer off the side of the rim, hit the backboard, glanced down to Botkin. Shot was not close. 5-point lead, Jackson Center. Camden Reese has got it 30 feet away. Deep right corner, Mullenauer. Popping out, Kellen Reicher. Jamison Meyer picks him up. Kellen starts a drive back to Mullenauer. Shot fake, elbow right, foul line, jumper, bullseye! Jace Mullenauer is simmering. Wow. Botkins in trouble early. Trojans down 7, 6:19 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. 6:16 to go here in the second quarter. Botkins trailing by 7. Jackson Center's biggest lead of this game. Jamison Meyer on a play, top of the circle, gets a screen. He's doubled up. He can't shoot. Gives it up on the play to Carter Plyman, who's checked back in with 2 fouls. Jacob back on the court with 2 fouls. 7-point lead, Jackson Center. Head coach Phil Groves had no choice. Jackson Center was starting to pull away. Had sprinted out to a 7-point cushion. The 2 Plymans back in with 2 fouls each. Here's Jacob Plyman, baseline right, back to the basket. Goes to work against Camden Reese, and Jacob Plyman throws it out of bounds. He was trying to get Herzog in the corner. Now the other official near the play comes in to help. Deflection against the Tigers. Touch by Jackson Center. That is probably the correct call. 5:37 to go, second quarter, 19-12, Jackson Center. Carter Plyman on the arc to Herzog. Herzog hands off to Wendell, to Carter Plyman. Jackson Center, good, tight, shifting man-to-man defense. Jacob 30 feet away, goes to Herzog. He's not guarded tightly. Jamison Meyer's got it, all over him, Kellen Reichert. On a weave to Carter Plyman, back to Jamison Meyer. It's good! It's good! And he hit the floor. He hit the floor. Foul called. Three-pointer, yes. Personal against Jackson Center. Crazy, insane shooting by Jamison Meyer. He just poured in a fadeaway 35-footer. He was flattened to boot. He went down on the floor on his keister. And he looked up just in time to see the ball swish. He was fouled. He's got a free throw here. 19-15 in favor of Jackson Center. And am I correct in saying that Jamison Myers had 5 threes for the 15 points?
You've got it. He alone has been their offense tonight.
He just made the foul shot, and it's 19-16. Despite 2 fouls on Carter Plyman, 2 fouls on Jacob Plyman, Jamison Meyer has been torrid. Red hot from three-point land, and he's keeping Botkins close. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Jackson Center up 3, 19-16. Here's Nolan Fark on the arc. Hands it off on the play to Lucas Hurdle. Fakes right, goes left. Left wing, Camden Reese. Guarded by Jacob Plyman. Camden 25 feet away. Hand off to Fark. Dealt right side to Regula. Here's Camden. Thought about gunning. Doesn't. Goes to Fark in the left corner. Swung straight away to Reichert. Now to Camden. He wants to turn the corner. Can't. Goes to Kellen Reichert. Left baseline Regula. Spin move. He muffed it. Fumbled it. And it's stolen on the play by Wendell. Here comes Botkins down the floor. Behind the three, 4:18 left, second quarter. Jamison Meyer steps back, shoots a 35-footer, hits the rim. He missed one.
First one.
He proves he's human. Here's Camden Reese storming down the floor, all the way into the lane. Left-handed runner. It is off the rim. Rebounded by Botkins. Camden Reese was crowded near the basket. That was a gallant effort. Didn't get the roll, though. 19-16, Jackson Center. Each team with a misfire in the last possessions. Jacob Plyman spots up on the arc. Gives it to Jamison. Jacob Plyman screens. Shot is no good, but Meyer, he's missed two in a row. Jackson Center quickly down the floor. Hartle probes the lane. Gives it up on the arc to a teammate. It's called traveling. And head coach Scott Elkert is not sure if that was a walk or not. Boy, I tell you what, it was a little bit ticky-tacky because 25 feet out on the hardwood, there was no advantage being gained.
Well, it's a possession Jackson Center would have liked to have had. They have not scored, I think, for about 3 minutes or so since that last Mullenauer basket.
Yeah, 19-12 at one point at the six-minute mark. Here's a fadeaway jump shot in the lane by Carter Plyman. No good. Rebound Dylan Topp. No good. Black jerseys crash the boards. But Jackson Center comes away with it. Up the floor, Regula. Knocked away from behind. But Dylan Topp and Botkins have got it back. Heads-up play, Trojans. 2:56 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center still up 3. Jamison Meyer to Wendell. Wendell navigates the lane. Poor pass. Intercepted by Regula. Down the floor to the rack. Foul from behind. Dylan Topp. 2 free throws for Regula. I tell you what, Regula is super quick. He is so fast, his hands are like lightning, and he made a steal there in a heartbeat. Botkins didn't even know Regula had it, and he was off and running the other way. 2 free throws, Carson Regula. He was hit in the back going to the rim. He misfires at the stripe. No good.
That's the second time in this game already that we've seen that. He did the same thing in the first quarter, and that was he was fouled by Plyman on that play. Made that basket, and that was a three-point play he completed.
Yep, he did not make this field goal. He missed the free throw. Second foul shot is good. Jackson Center 20, Botkins 16. Tigers first point in very close to 4 minutes of play. It has been the Jamison Meyer show for Botkins in the absence of the Plymans, who've had to sit about half of this first half with 2 fouls each. Here's Wendell behind the screen, doesn't shoot. Goes to Herzog. On a weave to Jamison Meyer. He's got an avenue toward the basket with his shooting range. It is no good. That one was well off the mark. He's come up empty on his last 3 now after nailing 5 in a row to start the contest. Jackson Center possession up 4. Mullenauer 30 feet out. Camden Reese straight away. in off the bench. Bryson Roberts, 5'11 junior's got it. Here's Camden, puts it on the deck, leaves it for Mullenauer. Or you think Jackson Center might want to go inside to Camden Reese to try to get foul number 3 on Jacob Lyman. Reese on the arc, picked up by Kleiman. Minute 51 to go in the half. Top of the circle, Nolan Fark. 16 fouls on Botkin. Jackson Center's in the bonus. Baseline drive, Lucas Hartle. He tries to reverse it. Good defense by Herzog. Shot no good. It hit the underneath side of the iron, and Botkin has got the ball. Down 4. 90 seconds to go, second quarter of play. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break at the end of this second quarter. Here's Jacob Lyman spotting up, shooting the triple. It clangs off the rim into the right corner. Rebound tracked down by Mullenauer. He dances up and over the timeline for Jackson Center. Popping out to catch is Roberts. Picked up by Herzog. Now to Fark. Fark on the Tiger logo at midcourt. 1 minute to go, first half. Fark starts to drive inside the three-point arc. Missed it badly. Rebound down to Botkins. Here comes Jamison Meyer. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. Tell you what, Botkins once down 19-12 with just under 7 to go in the second period. Is very fortunate to be within 20-16.
Absolutely.
With the Plymouths having 2 fouls each.
And they have Mr. Meyer solely to thank for that. Jamison, yep. Meyer, all 16 of their points.
Uncanny. Incredulous. 25, 24, 23 seconds to go. Second quarter. Botkins to play for 1. Carter Plyman holds it out near the Tiger logo. Still hangs onto the ball. Defender not in guarding position. Now Fark is. Fark's guarding him tightly. 7 seconds left. Deep left corner, Herzog to Wendell to Meyer. 5 feet from midcourt.
Unreal.
5 feet from midcourt. He made it. He made it. Last second shot by Jamison Meyer to end the first quarter. And the second quarter, he's got all 19 points for Botkins. He made about 5, missed 3, hit the last one, 6 for 9. He's got all 19 Botkins points. Sensational.
to put it mildly, unreal.
All of that, Botkins is still down by 1.
Yes.
20-19, Jackson Center by a point here at the intermission break. It has been a magnificent lights out shooting show by Jamison Meyer of Botkins and Jackson Center for that matter. Tigers have shot it very well to lead by 1. The 2 Plymouths, 2 fouls each for Botkins. It's a radio station break. A radio station break is upcoming now. 20-19, Botkins down 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
Wow-wee. And we have a thriller in progress at Jackson Center. 20-19. Bodkins down one to the Tigers, who shot well. Not as well as Jamison Meyer for Bodkins, who's made six, count them, six threes, including a long 35-footer to end the first quarter. That one might have been pushing 40. The buzzer beater to end the second quarter was 40-plus. What a half for Jamison Meyer. But Jackson Center's in front by a point, 20-19. It was 19-12 in the first minute, 20 seconds of the second quarter in favor of Jackson Center. Bodkins put up some pretty good defense over the last three-fourths of that second period to tighten this thing up at the break. Bodkins was once down by seven. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Bryant, take a look at the scoring. You can sum it up for Bodkins in about 5 seconds.
Yes, we'll start with them. Jamison Meyer, all 19 points. As you said, he made six three-pointers and also was fouled during one of those that he made and made the free throw for a four-point play. Absolutely incredible. For the Jackson Center Tigers, who again are on top by one, Lucas Hartle has 2 points. Carson Regula has 4 points. And Jace Mullenhauer has 14 points for the Trojans. All of those 14, though, came within the first 10 minutes or so. He did not score in the last 6 minutes of that second quarter.
Well, Bodkins has got the two Plymans with a couple fouls each. I would imagine head coach Phil Groves will start those two young men to begin the third quarter. Hey, good players know how to perform on the floor without committing personal fouls. That's all there is to it.
Right, and they're multiple-year varsity players now, both of them. Yep. And they did a good job when they were back on the court in that second quarter of not picking up a foul. As a matter of fact, I don't recall Bodkins making a foul period in those last 6 minutes or so. We talked about how much better they played defensively. They did it without fouling, too. I believe that last one was the time that Regula was fouled behind the back, and that came somewhere probably around 5 or 4 minutes ago. That was the last one to that last two-thirds or three-fourths of the second quarter.
But Carter and Jacob Plyman averaging 27 points a game between them. They're about 0 for 6 combined shooting the ball here in the first half of this game. And eventually, in order for Bodkins to pull this thing out, those two young men have got to score. That's all there is to it.
Yes, they can't keep relying on Meyer to hit the shots. Nope. He's hitting Jackson Center's defense. Let's give them credit. It's been incredible. It absolutely has been. They have shut down the middle inside, and they have made most of the shots outside impossible. Jamison Meyer is simply able just to step back, launch it, and make them. And he's that good of a shooter, and that is why this is a one-point game.
I've got one long, multiple-syllable word for Jamison Meyer's performance so far. It's called califragilistic expialidocious. It has been marvelous. Incredible shooting by Jamison Meyer. Halftime here at Jackson Center. 1 point lead for the Tigers. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back here to Jackson Center. I'm Jack Kramer with Brian Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBeat tonight. Chuck will be back with us next week. We wish him very well. Chuck, hope you're listening. Great game here at Jackson Center. We've got a great audience tonight. This was billed as a big, important encounter in the Shelby County League. Critical boys contest, Jackson Center over Botkins by a point, 20-19 at the halftime break. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Riemann Drywall and Anna give your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with exact precision. Starting the third quarter, Carter Plyman misses a close-in shot, and Jackson Center's got the ball up one. So if you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, call Riemann Drywall, R-E-A-M-A-N, a call away, 937-538-0513, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Up Jackson Center turns it over. Tigers get down near the basket, and the height of the Trojans worried the Tigers' Carson Regula, and he dragged the pivot foot. Botkins a chance to take the lead in this game. Here's Carter Plyman, cross-court to Jamison Meyer. Jamison Meyer covered up as soon as he caught it. Lucas Hurdle was on him like glue. Carter Plyman, Jamison Meyer, logo, midcourt, right corner Wendell. Wendell peers inside, goes to the foul line to Carter Plyman, 25 feet away. Camden Reese is shouldering Jacob Plyman down below the rim. And Botkins simply cannot get the ball to Jacob within 10 feet of the basket. Camden Reese is bodying him. He's got his arm blocked right now. Camden Reese all over Jacob Plyman. Botkins rotates it out on top. Perimeter passing now inside to Jacob. Jacob dropped it, picked it up, and laid it in. Finally, Botkins methodically worked the ball eventually to Jacob Plyman. He let it go through his hands initially, picked it up and scored. Coming back, Jackson Center. Straightaway triple by Molenauer. No good. Around and out to the left. Botkins has got the rebound and a one-point lead, 21-20. We start play here in the second quarter. Again, Jacob Plyman in the post. Now he pops out. And we've got a five-second call on Carter Plyman. He was dribbling nonchalantly far side of the floor. And Jackson Center was guarding him, certainly guarding position, but was it five full seconds? I don't know.
I don't either. That was a quick 5 seconds, I think.
A tough break for the Trojans. Here's Jackson Center straight away. Goes to Hartle. Outside the arc on the left to Regula. A minute 12 gone, third quarter. Botkins up one, 21-20. Jackson Center has made only 1 point. Since about 6:50 left to go in the second, they've gone a full quarter now, 8 minutes without a field goal. Botkins' defense has been so strong, plus Jackson Center has hit a little cold patch shooting the basketball. Jackson Center can ill afford chilly shooting much longer. Top of the circle, Molenauer fakes left, goes right. Good defense by Carter Plyman. He prevents the drive. Straightaway three by Lucas Hartle. High in the air. No good. Off the flange. Long rebound, Carter Plyman. He comes up the floor, stops his dribble, goes to Jamison Meyer. Back to Carter Plyman. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 21-20 Botkins. No fouls yet in this half. Here's Wendell on the arc. They try to post up Carter Plyman now. Wendell can't get it to him. Jacob comes out high. Hands it off to Carter. Dylan top, Jacob Plyman both trying to post up. Entry feed for Jacob, stolen! But Camden Reese, he reached around and flicked it away. Good defensive maneuver by Camden Reese of Jackson Center. Up the floor to Hartle. On top to Fark. Far left wing, Regula steps back, launches the three, hits the back iron, way up in the air. Rebound jerked off the glass by Carter Plyman, who almost goes over and back at midcourt when he dishes the ball off to Wendell. That was close. 4:10 to go here in the third. Setting up and shooting is Carter Plyman inside the arc, left wing, strong. Rebound Jackson Center. Both teams are cold. Quickly forecourt left. Camden Reese is left open. Overshoots a three ball. It didn't catch the rim. 21-footer went about 24.
Coach Elkert there just looks down at the floor. He is not happy with these shots they've made these last four possessions.
21-20. Botkins, 3:40 left, third quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Carter Plyman. A lot of muscle, up and good. Carter Plyman showing off his strength and his 6'5 mobility right there. Botkins once down, 19-12, leads 23-20. 3:24 to go, third quarter. Here's Hartle, baseline drive, pivots, baseline left, little seven-footer, danced off the rim, rebound Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman in midcourt, Jackson Center has now missed probably 10 shots in a row since early in the second quarter.
A lot of them have been fired from way outside the arc. Looks like they're trying to do their Jamison Meyer imitation, and they can't do it well.
Here's a bad pass by Carter Plyman. He got below the foul line, tried to hook it down on the block to Jacob Plyman. Jacob Plyman was tied up, but two Tiger players couldn't get his arms free, couldn't reach up to spirit. Ball went out of bounds. Tiger possession. It was physical. Referees let it go. And Jackson Center's got the ball right back. Down to three, 23-20. This was a 19-12 Jackson Center lead with about 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Foul line, Jay Molenauer, way short. Rebound, Botkins. Here comes Meyer to midcourt. If you joined us late, Jamison Meyer scored the first 19 points for Botkins on six threes and a free throw. He went 6 of 9. Here he goes again. Short, no good. It was online. but didn't have the distance. Rebound Jackson Center. Down to Mullenauer. Behind the arc to Fark. Shooting the three ball, Bryson Roberts. It hits the back brace. No good. Rebound yanked off the board by Carter Plyman of Butkins. 2:12 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center amazingly has gone 13 minutes without a bucket. Baseline drive all the way to the rack goes Jamison Meyer, stripped on the play. Jackson Center with a good steal. Jamison thought he had a lane, and then out of nowhere came Lucas Hurdle. He shut down the drive and swiped the ball. Top of the circle, Bryson Roberts has it for Jackson Center. Minute 40 to go. Third quarter, baseline drive, Camden Reese shoots it far corner of the floor to Mullenauer. Inside pass to Roberts. Roberts ducks under, drew the foul, missed it, and hung on the rim. Two free throws for Bryson Roberts. And Jackson Center, which has been in a drought that seems like an eternity, has an opportunity here to make free throws. Bryson Roberts, a couple of them. It is good. He canned it. 23-21. Bodkins up two. Again, Jackson Center reached the 19-point mark beyond the first minute of the second quarter. That was about 13 minutes ago. Not a field goal since then. Amazingly, they're down just two.
That speaks to their defense. They're still playing spectacular defense, no doubt there.
Yep. Second free throw by Bryson Roberts, and he's got it. 23-22. Jackson Center is down one. Bodkins Wendell on the arc. Gives it up to Jacob Plyman straight away. Right wing to Herzog. Right corner, Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman dribbles left hand through the top of the circle. Holding foul on Jackson Center. That's the Tigers' first of the half, one on each team. Minute 14 to go in the third. 23-22 in favor of Bodkins by one. Let's see what the Trojans have drawn up here. Out of bounds play below the rim. Playmaker Carter Plyman looks in. Dylan Topp and Jacob Plyman screen for each other. Dylan Topp gets the ball in the corner, goes into the lane, feeds Wendell, left corner, triple, in, out, and back in! It rattled and rattled, it seemed like, forever. Stayed home. Big three ball, Wendell. 26-22. Bodkins up four. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Top of the circle, Kellen Riker for Jackson Center. Goes to Roberts, 30 feet out. Roberts on the bounce. Tigers need a goal here. Fark, Mullenauer, baseline left, drives right into the chest of Dylan Topp and draws a two-shot foul. Good play by Mullenauer. He did what it took, Bryant, to make sure the official would not ignore the contact. He went right up into the collarbone of the Bodkins defender. Made sure their bodies collided, drew the two-shot foul. Mullenauer is right on the money with the free throw. 26-23, the scoreboard reads. Bodkins by three, Bodkins by two, second shot good. 26-24, Bodkins in the lead by two. Five free throws for Jackson Center. That's it. No field goals over the span now of darn near 15 minutes.
Yes.
And they're still in the game, down just a bucket. 18, 17 seconds to go, third quarter. Midcourt with the ball. It is Carter Plyman pounding it on the ground. Let's see if they clear out for him. It goes to Wendell. Back to Carter. Seven to go. Ball thrown to Jacob in the lane. Knocked loose. In the corner, Carter Plyman. Baseline drive. Jamison Meyer picks it up out of the corner. Fades away. No good. Proving his human. Jamison Meyer missed a fall away out of bounds triple. Looked like he was darn near close to a cheerleader or two. It did not go in. thought it might the way he shot tonight.
Right.
26-24. Bodkins by two after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It is 26-24, Bodkins over Jackson Center by two. We start the fourth quarter. Heck of a game here tonight at the Habitat of the Cat. Jackson Center led by as many as 7 points. 7-point lead, Jackson Center. First minute and a half, second quarter of this game. Bodkins Plyman's playing with two fouls each. Opening half minute, fourth period. On the arc, right wing, Kellen Riker goes baseline, now to Regula. What a matchup that is, Dylan Topp on Regula. Here's Mullenauer, picked up by Carter Plyman. Swings it on top to Regula, hand off to Camden Reese, back to Carson in the right corner. Now Jacob Plyman's got him. Team foul situation, two on Bodkins, one on Jackson Center. Regula, top of the circle, looks good from three-point land, buries it. Carson Regula spot on. 27-26. Jackson Center up one. Regula wasn't checked too tightly. Took a second look at the rim, let it fly, and he knocked it down.
And again, that is their first field goal since Mullenauer hit a shot with about 6 minutes left in that second quarter.
That is crazy. Long three by Wendell. Got a screen. Left it short. No good. Scrap for the rebound in the corner. Regula's got it. Tigers by one with the ball. Quickly down the floor in the left corner. It is Kellen Reichert back out to Regula. Key possession here. Jackson Center 27. Bodkins 26. Trojans triggered a quick three last time down, but Wendell, he did not connect. And there was a sprint for the rebound, loose ball in the corner. Tigers came up with it, beating Carter Plamen to the ball. 6 minutes to go in the game, 1-point lead, Jackson Center. Here's a fadeaway three ball by Mullenauer. He makes it! Wow, what a shot. He hurled in a triple, falling backward. Jackson Center starting to simmer again from the arc. 30-26, Tigers by four. Here's an overplay, a steal. Camden Reese swiped it. One-on-one against Carter Plyman. Layup, no good. He blew it. Rebound, Bodkins, foul, Jackson Center. Remember that sequence right there. Camden Reese on the loose with 5:43 to go in the game. And Jackson Center up four. And Reese couldn't get it to the rim. Good defense at the rack by Bodkins, which came away with the rebound. Tigers then fouled. Bodkins possession. Two fouls each way. Loose ball, deep right corner. Bodkins saves it. It's nicely done by Carter Plyman. Throws to Jacob. Jacob with a hard spin move into the lane. He's belted by Jackson Center. And it is not ruled in the act of shooting, and Bodkins people cannot believe it. Wow. Looked like Jacob Plyman was going up to shoot the ball, but it's not ruled accordingly. It's inbounded by the Trojans into the corner to Jamison Meyer. Jacob, a very good foul shooter, would have been at the stripe for a pair. Nonetheless, Botkins retains possession, down four with 5:16 left in the game. Wendell to Jamison Meyer, posting up Carter Plyman, working on Regula. Foul, Regula holding from the backside. Three team fouls on Jackson Center, which leads by four, 30-26. Botkins inbounding left of the rim, playmaker Carter Plyman. Let's watch Jacob. Where does he go? Foul line. Where does Jamison Meyer go? Into the corner. Ball fed in the lane to Dylan Top. Turning. A one-hander is good. And a foul. Seven-footer Dylan Top. Favorable hop off the rim. And it went. Foul Jackson Center. Team's fourth. Three-point play chance. Dylan Top. Jackson Center up two. 30-28.
You're getting to the point in this game where every possession is going to matter when it's this tight and possessions are taking 30, 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Free throw by Dylan Top. Around, around, and out. No good. Rebound of a Jackson Center. Big miss there. Still a two-point lead, Tigers. 30 feet away, Mullenauer gets a screen. All over him is Top. Head of the circle, fed to Fark. Left corner goes to Regula. Regula drives into the lane. Ball raked away by Botkins. It goes out of bounds. Jackson Center possession. Herzog gives Dylan Top a breather. Dylan Top has had a streak of several superb games for the Trojans. Inbounding below the rim, Mullenauer looks, lobs it out back on the play to Camden Reese. Left wing, Nolan Fark. Kellen Reichert on the arc. They try to post up Fark. He goes to the floor to get the loose ball. It's rolling away. Out of bounds. Off of Jackson Center. Turnover Tigers. That hurts.
Yes, absolutely. Again, every possession matters. They had a chance there to put it back to a two-possession lead.
Yep.
Costly turnover there.
Here comes Botkins at midcourt. 4:28 to go in the fourth. 30 feet away, Carter Plyman on the bounce. Hands to Jacob. Two-point lead, Jackson Center. Now Jamison Meyer. Jacob Plyman, top of the circle, Herzog. Thought about the trifecta, gave it to Wendell. Still on the perimeter. Jacob on the arc. Wanted to go to Carter, back door, not open. Carter to Jacob, post up, short corner. Hits Herzog down the lane. Herzog to the rim. Left-hand layup. Got it! And a foul ruled in the act of shooting. Jackson Center bench wants a walk on Herzog. It was iffy. I'm not sure the foul occurred on the shot, maybe before, but count it. It's good. 30-30. Herzog at the stripe. A chance for Botkins to go back up one. Free throw by Herzog is in. 31-30. Five in a row for the Trojans. 4:01 to go in the fourth quarter. Good comeback, Botkins. Wow, what a fourth period we have in progress. Anybody's game.
It absolutely is. Huge three-point play there. Jackson Center was up by four not long ago.
Yep.
Now they trail by one.
A Herzog three with 3:48 to go. Here's a baseline drive by Riker to Botkins. Kicked out of bounds on the play by Carter Plyman. Well, which defense will thwart the other's offense? Timeout, Tigers. 3:42 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins up a point. Steven, Ted's, and Anna, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. At Steven, Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and affordable prices. We'll make your budget, deliver energy and cost savings for years to come. Flexible finance options at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. 628-2645 for Steven Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. And a take-home test for the coronavirus available, too. That's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed from 1 to 2 Monday to Friday, open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100. Oh, a fantastic inbounds play, but Jackson Center and Regula low on the left, a power move to the rim, up and in, and Jackson Center's up one. 32-31, 3:28 to go, fourth quarter. Carter Plyman in the lane to Jacob, back to Carter on the arc. Left wing, Jamison Meyer for a triple. Wide right, no good. Rebound, Mullenauer. 16 fouls in Jackson Center, 2 on Botkins, 3:13 to go in the game. Tigers have got the ball, up one. Critical, critical possession here. Can Jackson Center score and stretch the advantage? Palming violation on the Tigers, Mullenauer. That was the correct call.
It's been a game of runs here in this fourth quarter. Jackson Center scored the first 6 points, then Botkins scored the next five. That most recent basket by Regulus perhaps starts a new run. We'll see if Botkins can answer it here with under three to go.
Tigers up one. Carter Plyman in the lane, backs his man down, gets within 7 feet, doesn't shoot. On him tightly was Camden Reese. Ball thrown in the arc to Wendell. Near side, Carter Plyman. 2:38 to go. Tigers up a point. Straight away, Carter to Wendell. Wendell picked up by Mullenauer. Foul line, Dylan Top to Wendell, 30 feet away. Looks into the lane to Dylan Top. Back to the basket. Baseline pivots on the arc to Jamison Meyer. Straight away to Carter Plyman. Timeout, Phil Groves. Head coach, Botkins. 2:21 to go. Jackson Center up a point. As we were saying a moment ago, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Greenville also at 418 South Broadway. That's right. Pro Hardware, now in Greenville at 418 South Broadway, as well as 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Call Darren Yanks to see him at the new Greenville location. Phone 330-524-3984, 330-524-3984. Your local Pro Hardware stores, great deals on DeWalt Power Tools, plus 11% off on solid wood cabinets. And your Pro Hardware stores can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in just 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, Jackson Center. New location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Here's a drive down the lane, but Dylan Top, shoulders meet, collision occurs, offensive foul, Dylan Top. That was a tough one, could have gone either way. He barreled down the right side of the lane, bodies flew, might have lowered his shoulder, just a bit. Good drawn-up play by head coach Phil Groves out of the timeout, but it was foiled. Very tight, close defense by Jackson Center, which gets the benefit of a close call. And now the Tigers have got the ball up one with 2:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. Camden Reese feeds Regula right corner. Wants to go baseline. Back to Jace Mullenauer. Jackson Center 32. Botkins 31. After the charging call and Dylan Top. Tigers work it out front. Minute 36 to go. 32-31. Home team in the lead. Deep right corner, it's Lucas Hartle. Foul line in the lane. Feeds Mullenauer to Fark, 30 feet out. 16 fouls on the Tigers. 3 on Botkins. Botkins may have to foul. Oh, a Tiger's out of bounds. Good defense. Jamison Meyer, Lucas Hartle had a foot on the stripe at the end of the Tiger bench. Big break, Butkins.
Coach Elkert didn't like that call. He wanted a foul there on Butkins. Thought Hartle was pushed on that.
Yep. Well, we're down to 75 seconds to go in the game. Botkins trails by one, 32-31. Jamison Meyer at the elbow. In the lane to Jacob Lyman. Turns, shoots. It is partially blocked by Camden Reese. Rebound to Jackson Center. And the Botkins bench is furious. Trojans think there should have been a foul. It was not called. And Botkins fouls the midcourt. Team foul number four. They've got to commit three more in order to send Jackson Center to the line. And the Tigers get a timeout, 32-31. Jackson Center, 57.8 remaining in this game. Oh, Bryant, a whole bunch of really close calls here in the last 2 minutes.
Absolutely, there have been. And at this point, Jackson Center, with under a minute left, has the opportunity here to really milk the clock, Jack, coming out of this timeout. It'll be interesting to see what Coach Elkert's drawing up in the timeout here. You assume that he wants to get the ball into a good free throw shooter here.
And Tigers shoot it 73% on the year.
Now, like you just mentioned, too, Botkins has a lot of fouls they have to accumulate here just to get them to the free throw line.
Yep, three more. Three more, in fact. 57.8 to go in the game. Jackson Center, 32. Botkins, 31. Foul, Jacob Lyman, his third in backcourt. Foul five on Botkins. The clock ticked down to 56-7. Did a couple tenths come off?
They did. Yep. Yes, they did.
1 point lead, Tigers. Empty possessions have marked play here in the last couple minutes. Here is the ball inbound to Camden Reese. He tries to split a couple defenders. He's hooked on the play at the center stripe by a Botkins defender. Who is that foul on? Is it on Jacob Lyman? If so, it's his fourth. I didn't see this.
It was on him.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Jacob Lyman commits the Botkins' fifth and sixth team fouls, and he's now got four. Ball inbounded on the play by Jackson Center. Mullenauer covers it up. Herzog grabs him. It is a 1-and-1 for Jace Mullenauer for the Jackson Center Tigers with 53.1 to go in the game. Tigers lead it by a point, 32-31. Jacob Lyman was off the floor on that last inbounds pass by the Tigers. He checks back in now. He's got four fouls in this game. 1-and-1 Mullenauer. Tigers up one. It is good. 33-31. Jackson Center by two. 53 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. If Mullenauer makes this one, will Botkins come down and fire away a triple? It is up and in. Mullenauer's got them both. 3-point lead for Jackson Center, 54-51.
The Tigers 8-for-9 from the line in this game.
Here's Jamison Meyer, a long triple. He's got it. He's got it. Jamison Meyer got a screen, and he pumped in a fadeaway three ball. Magnificent game here tonight at Jackson Center. Wow. As I said earlier, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Well, that is his first points in the second half. Coach Groves has talked about the depth of his team a lot this year. And up until, well, actually, this still holds, Jack. They have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players make field goals in this second half.
Yep.
All six of those players have made just one field goal. Nobody has made more than one. Shows how many scoring options that they have.
Nice balance. Very good balance, unlike the first half.
Which was the Jamison Meyer show there when he got 19 points.
Well, let's make it clear.
Boy, did they need that three.
Yep. Let's make it clear to our listeners that bucket for Jamison Meyer tied the game right back up at 34. Jackson Center led by one. Jace Mullenauer hit two free throws. Then Jamison Meyer flipped in a long 30-footer to knock the count at 34. Now Jackson Center can play for one. 34-34 tie. Jacob Plyman on the floor with four fouls. 21 to go. 20, 19. Here's Camden Reese, 35 feet away. Camden on the bounce with the left hand. Jacob Plyman on it. 13, 12, 11. Camden Reese at the Tiger logo. Ball pass to Fark. Fark, 40 feet out. 6 seconds to go. Fark, spin move. Fadeaway shot at the buzzer. It is no good. Rebound right corner. Jacob Plyman's got it. He calls a timeout. Let's see if Botkins will get the timeout with a few tenths of a second to go here in the fourth. Fark had a rushed jump shot fading away at the foul line. Fark held the ball the last 15 seconds or so. He missed it. It was way short. He was pretty well defended. Not the look the Tigers wanted. And the officials confer. Jacob Plyman did not get the timeout soon enough. The buzzer had sounded, they say. We go to overtime at 34-34. Back in 1 minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those that come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu for you. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strips, strip loin steak dinners, just $12.50. I've had one. The strip loin steak dinners are outstanding at Myers. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Myers Tavern, place your carryout. 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Well, we start the overtime. Botkins gets the tip, and right away, the Trojans hammer that ball inside to Jacob Plyman. He's pounded on the arm as he pivots for a six-footer. Couldn't get it to drop, but he's at the stripe with two. Both teams in the bonus.
And a thing to watch here as this overtime progresses, Jacob Plyman does have four fouls, so he will be out of here if he picks up another one.
Yep, he committed two when the Trojans were trying to rack up a fourth foul and a fifth foul to get Jackson Center to the 1-1, so the Tigers would have to shoot so the Trojans could get the ball back. Of all things, it was Jacob Plyman who committed two of those very unnecessary fouls. Unnecessary for him,
right,
that he had to get them. And Jacob Plyman at the free throw line here for Botkins pops in the first foul shot, and he sinks the second. And Jacob sits down for a moment with the four fouls. And Botkins is prepped ahead 36-34 on two Jacob Plyman free throws to start the overtime period of 4 minutes. 3:40 left to go in the game. Jackson Center now down two. Top of the circle, Regula. Left wing, Jace Mullenauer. Mullenauer looks for help, goes back to Regula in the corner. Now Mullenauer coming out to catch Camden Reese on the arc, picked up by Elijah Stewart. Now Herzog is checked in as well for Bodkins. Here's a baseline drive by Hartle for Jackson Center. He slides to the ground on his fanny. That's because a Bodkins player slid over, bumped him to the hardwood. 1-1. The free throws will go a long way to determining the outcome now.
That foul was called on Dylan Topp. That is his third, so the big men for Bodkins are picking up the fouls here.
Jacob Flyman on the floor with four. 1-1 here for Lucas Hartle for the Tigers, who trail by two, 36-34. Foul shot in the air, no good. Clanged off the rim. Carter Plyman ran it down in the corner. Up the floor it goes to Wendell at the timeline. Now to Jamison Meyer. Jamison Meyer has been spectacular in this game. Baseline right, good play. Carter Plyman, Jacob Plyman on the finish. Carter with a dazzling assist. And Bodkins leads by four, 38-34. Jackson Center's Molenauer goes into the lane. He scraps down the right side of the paint area, hacked on the arm by Jamison Meyer. Jamison got a big piece of him, a late double team on Molenauer, and he drew the two-shot foul with Bodkins up four, 38-34. 4 points by Jacob Plyman to start play here in the OT and break the deadlock.
After he had two in four quarters.
Molenauer's free throw is good. 38-35, Bodkins up three, 2:36 to go in the OT. It has been a terrific game here tonight. One of our top broadcasts in the last few years for sure. Free throw, Molenauer, yes. Timeout, Jackson Center. We'll take a full 1 minute break. 38-36, Trojans up two. Two and a half to go in the OT on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery and Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, if we come back after the timeout, and Dylan Topp has just made a great feed to Jamison Meyer, who pivots below the basket and twists in a nice reverse layup. That is the first two-point field goal of this game for Jamison Meyer, who rarely makes it two. He's had a whole bucket full of threes tonight. And that nice feed by Bodkins resulting in the Meyer layup below the rim extends Bodkins' lead back to four, 40-36, 2:10 to go in the overtime period. Far left corner of the floor, Kellen Reichert for Jackson Center on the bounce. Looks for Regula. Good overplay out high by Dylan Topp, making it tough for Regula to get the ball. Regula sizes up at three. It's in the air. No good. Off the back rim. Carter Plyman skies to jerk down the rebound. Minute 46 to go in the game. Jamison Meyer at midcourt dribbling. Hands to Carter Plyman. Flipped it outside the arc to Wendell. Bodkins gets a timeout up four. A minute 37 to go in the OT. on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Yep, here we go. Final 90 seconds of this game. Here's Jamison Meyer at midcourt dribbling for Botkins. Still dribbling. He's guarded pretty tightly by Jackson Center, which fouls him. Yep, this is a 1-and-1 for Jamison Meyer. 18 fouls in Jackson Center, 9 on Botkins. Botkins leads 40-36 after trailing late in the fourth quarter. Free throw by Jamison Meyer is good. Soft free throw swishes. 41-36. Botkins in the lead by 5 now. Second shot here by Jamison Meyer. Minute and a half to go in the OT. Jackson Center had a couple of 3-point leads late in regulation. Could not put this game away. Left the door open. Botkins got it tied. Jamison Meyer's got how many points now, Bryant, as he sinks another free throw?
26.
26 of the 42 for Botkins have been scored by Jamison Meyer. Here's a long three by Jackson Center. Hartle fires it up. No good. Way off to the right. Rebound down to Wendell. Wendell to midcourt. Foul. Jackson Center. And the Tigers are seeing it slip away. 42-36, Botkins, a minute 17 to go in the overtime period. Jackson Center had 19 points with a little over a minute gone in the second quarter. A little over 1 minute played in quarter number two. Jackson Center at 19. They've scored to 17 cents. 1-1 missed. Rebound Mullenauer. Down the floor, Jackson Center. To Hartle in the right corner. Throws it back out on the arc to Nolan Fark. Here's a long three by Regula. 30-footer. Barely caught iron. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Jackson Center. And it's called a jump. It's called a jump. And the Tiger bench is upset. Tigers wanted a foul. It could have been called one of those 50-50s either way. It is Jackson Center possession, though, on the arrow. Would have been a 1-and-1. No, a two-shotter. Jackson Center inbounds to Camden Reese in backcourt. 1 minute to go. Trojans up 6. 42-36 in the overtime. Spin move, Camden Reese. On the arc to Fark. Good! Good! Fark buries a triple. We got a ball game, 42-39. Timeout called, 51 seconds to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 and Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
What a fantastic game this has been. 42-39. Botkins up three. 47 seconds to go in the overtime. Both teams in the double bonus. Botkins ball. Meyer at midcourt. Dribbles down the right side. On a weave to Wendell. Hand off to Carter Plyman. Botkins wants to shoot free throws. Carter to the foul line. Hands it back out to Meyer. Meyer near midcourt. Here comes the double team. Meyer loops it to Wendell. 26 seconds to go. Jackson Center's got a foul. They do. Mullenauer put the hands on the hips of Wendell. He's at the stripe. That's the 10th on the Tigers. Two free throws for Wendell. If he hits one, it is more than likely a two-possession game. Wendell at the stripe for Botkins, which shoots free throws on the year at a little over 60%. He's got it. He swished it. Calm, cool, collected. Jaden Wendell knocks it down. 43-39. Botkins up four. 24.8 to go in the OT. Second shot by Jaden Wendell. Three bounces on the way. Good! Botkins by five. Botkins by five. 22, 21, 20 seconds left. Long three ball by Fark. 35-footer. It's off the back iron. Rebound pinballed. Pinballed some more. Foul. Jackson Center. Jacob Plyman speared the board. And Botkins is up five. Two free throws coming. 15.1 to go.
You mentioned their free throw percentage for the year earlier, Jack. They are shooting better, right at 80%, 8 for 10 right now this game. That has helped them, especially here late.
It is Herzog shooting the double bonus, no good on the first. 5-point lead, Botkins, 15.1 to go, 44-39 in favor of the Trojans. Jackson Center still not beaten yet. Second free throw, Herzog way too hard. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Mullenauer on the go. Goes to the foul line, trips, falls. It's loose on the deck. Botkins gets it. Botkins gets the loose ball. Jacob Plyman got the handoff. Gives it to Carter, and it is over. Botkins withstands a stern test tonight from Jackson Center and defeats the Tigers 44-39. Botkins' fifth straight win over Jackson Center. And I tell you what, three of those five have been nail biters. 2-minute radio station break upcoming. A 2-minute radio station break is next. Botkins goes to 10-1, 6-0 in the league. Jackson Center absorbs its third loss in the Shelby County Athletic League and its fourth loss on the year. 2-minute radio station break. Botkins 44, Jackson Center 39 in overtime on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.
supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, we welcome you back here to Jackson Center. Thrilling game tonight, won by Botkins, 44-39 in overtime. Some story of this game, Jamison Meyer held Botkins in when going was rough for the Trojans. And Carter Plyman and Jacob Plyman each got two fouls early. Jamison Meyer did his job, although Jackson Center did lead 19-12 early on in the second quarter. The Botkins staple, the mainstay, the defense for the Trojans did the trick. It was phenomenal over the last three quarters, almost the last full three quarters, plus the overtime. Jackson Center scored 20. They scored 19 in the first 9 minutes plus of the game. Botkins defense winds up winning this game along with the most unbelievable shooting you've ever seen in a high school gym by a three-point artist by the name of Jamison Meyer.
Yeah, just a great defensive battle on both sides. Like you said, Jack, it's the Botkins defense that turns out to be the difference. We saw Jackson Center really struggle there for a period in the second half.
Right.
Just finding a good shot, they launched a lot of ill-advised three-pointers.
Yeah.
They were able to hit one or two late, but they missed a lot more than that, six or seven, and that really cost them. And again, we talked about this throughout the game. They went approximately 14 minutes without scoring. I think it was around the six-minute mark in the second quarter that Jace Molenauer made a two-pointer. They got, I think, two free throws over the next, again, approximately 14 minutes before they scored late in the third quarter, a field goal, that is. And they finished that third quarter with just 4 points.
Botkins defense, it was a stronghold last year. As you recall, in that state semifinal, Botkins went about 14 or 15 possessions without a basket. Late second, third quarter, maybe even into the fourth, an enormous drought in that state semifinal against Richmond Ice, but only went from five up to five down. It was only a swing at 10 points during that super long drought last year by Botkins in the state semifinal. And then wouldn't you know it, Jamison Meyer bailed out the Trojans with big threes in
yes.
that game. He hit big threes early in this game and hit one, what, at the end of, when was his last triple in this game? End of the fourth. Right near the end of the fourth. How much time was left on the clock when he popped it in?
I can't remember exactly, but yeah, it was late in there when he hit that one.
And that tied the game up.
Yes.
That tied it up, forced overtime. Botkins prevailed in the OT session. We'll take a 1 minute break from Victrus Health and Wellness. Then we'll return, look at upcoming schedules for these clubs and our broadcast schedule when we come back. Also, our Clancy's stars of this game in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victrus Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorshealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
We would like to remind you once again, our radio station sponsors tonight, TC Sports, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, Emerson Wagner Realty. Thanks to all of these folks, plus our anchor sponsors. We will highlight them for you in just a moment. Let's take a look at our Clancy Stars of this game. It was a Bodkins-type win. Certainly not the way head coach Phil Groves drew it up, but the grit, the determination, the defense of Bodkins prevails, along with some spectacular shooting by Jamison Meyer. Trojans pull it out of the fire. 44-39 in overtime when it looked like early on, Bryant, it might be the night of the Tiger.
Right. Like we talked about, when Carter Plyman and Jacob Plyman go down with two fouls early, it is exactly what you want as the opponent. Jackson takes a big early lead, but Bodkins, well, that's why they're ranked number one in the state. They showed what they can do with missing two of their star players for a long stretch.
Yep, there you go. Our stars of the game are?
Very easy choices. You have four. First for the losers, the Jackson Center Tigers, Jace Mullenauer. A terrific game by him. He finished with 21 points. 14 of those came in the first half. 9 of those came in the first quarter. He helped the Tigers get out to a big 14-12 lead, and he continued to play well throughout that game. Had a big three-pointer in the fourth quarter. Another easy choice for the Bodkins Trojans. If you've listened to this, you already know who we're picking. It is Jamison Meyer, finished with a game-high 26 points. 19 of those came in the first half. That was all the points that Bodkins scored in that first half. Jamison Meyer's 19, a terrific performance, and he finished the game with 7 three-pointers, including that big one in the fourth quarter, and he came up big there in overtime as well, hit a bucket and hit 2 free throws to help him clinch the win.
I've never seen anything like it. Woo! Unbelievable. Our Clancy stars of the game, again, Jamison Meyer, and for Jackson Center, it is Mr. Mullenauer. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Well, these two teams tonight, Bodkins and Jackson Center, put this great game behind them mighty quickly because the Trojans return into action Saturday evening, tomorrow night at Fort Recovery. Jackson Center returns to action tomorrow night at New Knoxville. So both clubs have road non-SCAL games tomorrow night. Jackson Center's next league encounter is 1 week from tonight at Fort Loramie. Bodkin's next league encounter is 1 week from tonight at home against Anna. Bodkin's has got a game on Sunday of Martin Luther King weekend on January 16th at 11:30 down at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena against Tri-Village. That will be a real good one. The Trojan schedule gets mighty tough after Fort Recovery, Anna, Tri-Village. It's Rushi on the road on Tuesday, January 18th, and home with New Bremen on Saturday night, January 22nd. Jackson Center, by the way, is an interesting matchup upcoming on Saturday, January 15th, here against Wapakoneta. Coach Elkert's son.
Yes.
Coach Elkert's son is at Wapak, comes here to coach against Pop. That will be quite interesting as well. Jackson Center now 6-4 on the year, 4-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Bodkin's 10-1 on the campaign, 6-0 in league action. It was a doozy of a ball game. What do they say? Barn burner? It was,
yes.
It was more than that. The place was on fire as Jamison Meyer lit it up. How many threes for him? Seven?
Seven, yes.
Seven, and he canned his first five in succession, correct?
Yes, he did, before he missed one. Absolutely incredible.
And Bodkin's pulls it out by 5 points, 44-39 in overtime. And lo and behold, as we say his name, there he appears coming across the floor out of the locker room at the far end of the Bodkin's gym.
Doing what he normally does right after he comes out of the locker room following each game, talking to Dad, former Bodkin's coach Brett Meyer, who is a big, proud father, that's for sure.
I thought you were going to say, doing what he does after every game, take more jump shots. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Thanks so much to Locale. We could not have been conceived without the support, the assistance from Locale Equipment. Thanks to all the staff and associates at Locale, Roger Dietrich and Mary Lee Smock specifically. Thank you so much at Locale. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM online. SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And don't forget the cell phone shop, new sponsor, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, North Dayton. Harshman is an extension of Needmore Road off I-75. It's just south of I-70. Take Needmore to Harshman Plaza. Cell phone shop, North Dayton. We'll fix your phone no matter what is wrong with it. They're good. They're reasonable. Mention Scores Broadcast. Get 15% off at the cell phone shop. Even water damage. I watched how they got it done. It's unbelievable. They are specialists supreme. 937-567-0878. 937-567-0878. The cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, an extension of Needmore. That is in North Dayton. Final comment, Bryant. Have you ever seen a game anything close to this one?
I haven't, and it's amazing when you look at this final score, Jack. It felt like it was a 74 to 69 game. I mean, yeah. It's really incredible. It felt like the shots were falling a lot more than they did. But again, just terrific defense overall.
That's a good point. Despite the red-hot shooting by Jamison Meyer, it was really, in the end, the Trojans' D which was the difference.
And again, 14 minutes scoreless streak as far as making field goals anyway for Jackson Center, and that's just hard to overcome. They were able to stay in it afterwards, but they get a couple of buckets there, and during that time, this is not an overtime game.
Well, our next broadcast comes up tomorrow. Airtime around noon, Fort Loramie girls are at Ottawa Glandorf. Airtime around noon, tip at 12:30, Fort Loramie girls at Ottawa Glandorf.
And we have a couple of final scores before we get out of here tonight. Sydney beat Greenville 61-48, and the other Shelby County Athletic League games tonight, huge win for Rushi. They beat Fort Loramie by a score of 48-47. And then in the other SCAO game that was going on, Houston beat Fairlawn 35-29.
So that's Houston's first win in the league as the Jets and the Wildcats split on the year. So many thanks to our radio station audience via WMVR, our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck McBee will be back next week. Thanks so much to Bryant Billings sitting in. Bryant Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Jackson Center, where the Bodkins Trojans rode a great game from Jamison Meyer and phenomenal defense down the stretch to defeat Jackson Center in overtime, 44-39.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.